Banter podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Long time, I've been out of my mind a long time. I've been saying how I feel at the wrong time. Might not come when you want, but I'm on time. Hey, y'all heard about the good news? Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze. Wake up, nigga, wake up. We about to get the...
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. With me, Kanye West. Only joking. It's Colin Geddes. That's Kanye West, though. Did you get his new album, Life of Pablo?
Hey, you heard about the good news?
Did you listen to it and go, Kanye, what the fuck? Is that shit? That's what I did anyway. Was I like, here. I bought the last one. It was decent. It was very good. It was amazing. The new one's dog shit. I'm joking. I say that like he's going to hear that. Sorry, Kanye, about slagging your album. Even though you're a fucking mentalist. I've quit. He's on like Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, can you give me money and all? Because I'm a poor, famous, rich rapper. I'm in 53 fucking million pound of debt. What are you asking Zuckerberg for money for? Ask your fucking wife, she's more money than anyone. The president, she has real fucking El Chapo money. You know what I'm saying? She's probably more loose change in her crack than anyone has money in their fucking bank at this point. Oh my god, I found a roll of hundreds. We all talk like we have some sort of lobotomy or like a broken robot with gaps where they shouldn't be. Oh, you retards. We went straight from just normal talking or just nothing there, straight to hatred of the Kardashians. It's Kylie, isn't it? She's the worst. I look totally different about 2 months ago and my software needs graded because I keep weird and gaps shouldn't be. Get your asshole out, Kylie, and shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's crack on. What am I plugging? We've got, by the way, you probably hear wind in the background. It's like fucking Perfect Storm or whatever that movie's like called. What? I've had a lot of coffee and I'm hungover. Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow. We have the live General Banter podcast. Don't worry, it's a lot better than this. Trust me, daddy! Right? So we've got Lavery's Comedy Club tomorrow. We have the General Banter podcast live, which is going to consist of me, okay, Shane Todd, and Aaron McCann, and special guests. Now, I dropped hints last week that the special guest, you know, might be someone that you know who's usually there, but for political reasons in the comedy world, because Belfast comedy scene is basically eating its own tail, rather than realise that kind of the more the better when it comes to comedy nights. And they should probably feed each other and work off each other. No, instead, everyone's like, oh no, this has to be the only place that you play. And you'll soon realise that it doesn't really matter if you could gig in three places in one fucking night. No one cares. Anyway, so our special guest may or may not be someone who's been there already. You know what I'm saying? Aaron McCann, who had double booked himself for Queen's Comedy Club. He was doing 10 minutes up there and then he was going to run down and do the live podcast. Was dropped from the lineup at Queen's because the guy that runs Queen's is all like, oh, we don't double book acts. Like, when you're a comedian in a big city, that's your fucking dream. You know, you speak to even people in Dublin, I'm sure they're like, you have 3 gigs tonight on a Friday or a Saturday. Which isn't even that many. If you spoke to a real comedian in fucking London or New York, they'd be like, you have 8 sets tonight. Nobody's going, Oh, well, you've gigged there, so you're going to take away all the crowd from this place. Don't talk shit, you fucking idiot. Oh, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring people up from Dublin, assuming that they're good because they're from Dublin. Ah, wrong, mate. And then you lost out on Armacan. You silly cunt. So anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow live when yous all come to Lavery's Comedy Club for some real comedy where we want real comedians who gig all over the place and are funny and write new material all the time to the point where it doesn't even fucking matter how many places they gig. Oh, you fucking Stone Age cunts. Lavery's Comedy Club tomorrow night, general banter live podcast plus stand-up from probably me and our special guest. It rhymes with sticky tartlet. But it's going to be a devastating night. We'll get some good stories out of Aaron McCann. We'll get some talk your way out of it with Shane. And I'll just be in the middle swearing violently. We'll record it properly on the GoPro. We'll record it properly on the fucking sound recorder. Which is soon to be updated up in this bitch. So, looking very much forward to that. It's going to be exciting. I believe if you go and check out the Book Reserves website, they've got some little videos up of us judging books by their covers. That's another regular gig for any of you folks who can't make Wednesdays. We have a Saturday gig sort of every other month now. Which happens at the Book Reserve on the Lisburn Road. It's a charity. We're raising money. It's kind of like a get out of jail when you're 18, get back on your feet type of charity, which I think is great. Amazing cafe, great food and shit, and you can also bring your own booze to those. The next one's on the 2nd of April. Okay. Lineup to be confirmed, but you know what else is it going to be other than funny as fuck? Alright, guys. Speaking of fucking general banter, live, we've got the live podcast. We've got this podcast. We've got a series of video podcasts. If you get over to Godzilla, youtube.com/Godzilla, there's a playlist called the General Banter Video Podcast. Watch them all. There's about 7 at the minute. There'll be more. We're getting sponsored by GoPro. We're not, but we should. Sponsor us, GoPro. Fuck's sake, wise up. Just give me 2 cameras, bitch. Oh, guys. But not only do we have all of that content, we also have t-shirts available, which finally came in. I've already posted about fucking half of them away. There's still a pile of them there. We only ordered a small batch of General Banter t-shirts, podcast t-shirts. They look the dog's tits. They're like a vintage sort of American logo type of thing, designed in such a way where if it washes out, it actually looks better. So if you have that t-shirt for like 8 months and you've washed it like 100 times, it's going to look class. So there you go. Shout out to Super 8 fucking Ink for printing them out. If you're looking at anything printed for very reasonable prices, check them out, guys. All right. And that's about it, I think, on the plug-in side. Is it? We're in the process of basically turning General Banter into a bit of a comedy media production company. So I'm basically going to have to teach myself how to do business instead of just turning up to random places and going, here, do you want to talk about ISIS and the Kardashians? Are they the same? Don't know. Fuck them both, probably, to be honest with you. So, I'm hungover. We ended up... fuck me. Girlfriend Maureen's parent. Nope. Family are sort of over, and one of her uncles has a little, and basically he'd been sending photos over going, look at this dog, he got a border terrier, and I've never, like, I love dogs, and don't make me bring up the story of the time we adopted a dog for half an hour. I'm still a bit sensitive about it. That is one of my fucking, like, one of my sort of pet peeves is when you're doing a favor and it turns out to be like wrong. That drives me fucking mad, down to the point where it's the most similar, like, I can remember, where were we? Fucking Glastonbury or something. And we went out in the night time to go get some food or something for everyone in the tent. And you came back and it was like, where's the... this is a bad example, but there's only one that sprung into my head there. I don't know how you said it. We're like, did you not get such and such flavoured crisp or something? And I was like, all right, I'm sorry that I walked around in the fucking dark there for about an hour and 45 minutes to bring you back the wrong thing. I apologise, mess. I'll go get you some properly flavoured crisp, motherfucker. I hate that. So don't talk to me about finding a dog, fucking leaving it in for a week, no one claimed it, going paying for the fucking licence and all that shit. Them getting my name wrong, Colm McGettis. Huh? That's my new fucking alias from now on. What's your name?
Colm McGettis.
Okay. And then looking after the dog, buying the fucking collar, the bed, all that stupid shit. And then it fucking... Someone turns on with that. It's my dog. Can I have it back? Are you going, well, of course you can have it back, but fucking spare a thought for my broken heart, you bastard. Don't even tell me the real name, because I guarantee it wasn't as cool as Manny. Had I have owned the dog now, of course it would be called Pablo. Huh? Because of Kanye West and also Pablo Escobar, I might have called the dog El Chapo. I don't even know what the fuck El Chapo means. I'm going to look that up. Let's look up El Chapo. Google.com. Oh, boys, I've had a lot of coffee. I'm up and down here. Up and down. Woo! El Chapo. fuck me, I'm going to be sick. El Chapo translation, is that the word? Translation. El Chapo. El Chapo, and then in English it means... Oh, it just means shorty. That sounds like some 5'6". Why don't beat the shit clean out of that guy? Maybe it sounds like petty, but like I always think, for some reason, you want a powerful, scary man to be like a big man. You know, like all those American presidents and all—they're all pretty tall. You're not gonna get like, oh, I'm very powerful. I'm 5'6". So El Chapo basically means shorty, which sounds like he was in the fucking UVF in about 1996.
Get fucking shorty to sell your fireworks, mate. Yeah! What are you looking at, fucking PlayStation 1 chipped? Shorty! Tell shorty you want one. Fucking yeah!
That's me drinking coffee and making the noise of like an air raid. I've had a lot of coffee today. Oh, Jesus. I tell you what, guys. I have so many videos planned and I'm not going to shoot any of them because the weather is completely turd. I don't know why I said that. I've had a lot of coffee. Just let you know. So what I'm getting at after that ADD ramble there was girlfriend Maureen's uncle brought over his little dog called Doug, which is a border terrier. And I've never in my life have I just went... Like I said before, I like dogs, but I seen this fucking thing and I just went, that is my dog. You know, one of those ones where it's like, you know, I would steal that dog, no problem, right now, without a second thought. Give me the dog, please. Unreal, if you've never seen them. Little scrappy, sort of rough looking... things, but they're actually quite expensive because they're bred a certain way. Look at El Chapo. I'm just googling El Chapo here. There is with Sean Bean. Not Sean Bean.
All right, El Chapo, you bastard.
tell me, please, why you...
How do Mexicans talk?
Why do you get killed in the first...
No, mate, what's a Mexican accent?
Hey, Holmes, I'm from... No, mate, I keep going into like, oh my goodness, what is this? Oh my god, I'm from Lithuania.
What's a Mexican accent? Oh my god, is that a sketch waiting to happen?
Rolling Stone magazine set up an interview between El Chapo and Sean Bean.
I wish I knew more about Game of Thrones to make some fucking witty quip.
That's for the North, you bastard, or something.
Bean better come back as a fucking ghost. Look at El Chapo there. In his wee dirty vest after digging out of jail. What a mad hair. Anyway, there's a picture of him. No one said that about him. That El Chapo's a fucking mad hair. So, yeah, oh my god. But it is when you look at wee tiny guys like that, you're like, surely he was like, you know, hey man, you gotta go to the fucking, you gotta do deliver some drugs for me. And someone went, listen, Chapo. And they just fucking shin him in the head. Sit down, fucking midget. He looks like a full little dwarf. Although there is a picture of him here where he's wearing like a sort of snapback that looks like it's made out of cork. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't want that hat. Looks stylish as fuck.
Hey man, do you want to buy some marijuana?
Found down a hole. What a mad, mad bastard. Now, when I see the footage of like Conor McGregor wearing that blue shirt, it all makes sense. He's wearing that blue sort of El Chapo shirt. Look at Sean Penn. What the fuck are you playing at, you gimp? Anyway, this has gone off the rails. What I'm trying to say is, he had a lovely little dog, and I liked the dog. I was like, this is a great dog. I would like this dog. Amazing. The most placid, tame dog. It's hard to be around dogs, isn't it? Without going like, we should get 3 dogs immediately. You know, that's me being selfish. I don't really think my lifestyle as it is right now, I could facilitate a dog, you know? And I'm not a big fan of, like, leaving it in the house all day. And I'm also not a big fan of those fucking lunatics that just bring their dog everywhere. Unbelievable. Let's move on. So anyway, we drank with him last night is what I was trying to fucking say. It was Valentine's Day, guys. Did you have a great time? Who got engaged?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get engaged to my girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
Here's what I crack up at. Everyone's like, I'm not celebrating it because it's made up. I didn't celebrate it at all because, you know, I'm just not a nice guy. And also, girlfriend Maureen is a makeup artist. So she's making everyone else look pretty for them to go out on their dates. You know, they come get their makeup done. And I sit here editing fucking videos looking at the likes of Kieran Bartlett. You know, Rory Woods. Looking at them two fucking stupid looking cunts. The whole fucking time. Arma Khan trying to fucking squeeze that head into one shot. Unbelievable. So I did fuck all on Valentine's Day. But it's like, see, you know, I am very happy for anyone in a happy relationship. I would love to be in one, right? But see when you put up a box of fucking like celebrations and a teddy that looks like it was won out of a machine and a card that's red with hearts on it, that does not warrant, oh my god, got so spoilt this Valentine's Day, spoilt stupid it was. You're not spoiled. You could pick that up in a fucking filling station.
There you go, love. Does that equate to me getting a gum job at night, does it?
Anyway, it's just, it is made up, but then again, you could argue that Christmas was also made up, and any other old shite that we like to fucking celebrate. I don't mind. Here's how they would get Valentine's Day for me. If they attached food to it. If they went, guys, it's Valentine's Day, and it became like, you know, a tradition where you go, did you get the Valentine's Day pig? Or something? And you know, and you spit roast a pig. Like a real spit roast, you know, no one's, you're not gonna fuck a pig, but you know, you get a pig and then I get excited about the pig. I'm like, oh great. Valentine's Day, tons of pork. Great. I'll buy you a fucking card in exchange for this shit. That's how they would get, if you want to get us on board, Valentine's pigs. That's what we're talking about. El Chapo! I tell you what, I said it before, watch the El Chapo fucking house arrest thing. Fuck me. Talk about tense.
My arsehole was in the seat.
That voice that I'm doing is an impression of a guy that I run into. I don't speak to him, never spoke to him, but I overhear him talking when I go to the gym.
Why would you lift it there?
Not when I go to the gym, I go to do jiu-jitsu and you get changed in the bit where the guys who lift weights get changed.
What did he put up a day, was it? What did he do, 280s, was it? Oh, fuck me, he's weak as fuck.
What is he, a fucking queer or something?
Right, I'm talking pure caffeine shits here. I hope you had a lovely Valentine's Day, is what I'm saying. I hope you enjoyed the milk tray, which is a lot of song and dance about what is essentially 10 sweets. Isn't it really? Can I have a milk tray? Get a fucking packet of Rolos. It's the same shit. You get 10 sweets. Fucking, it's just too much. It's too much. They could put that in a little plastic pouch and I'd be happy enough. You know? Like I'm buying them for myself. Like, happy birthday to you, Colin. I'm just looking at a picture here of El Chapo's. There's just a room with just like a mountain of money. Isn't that unreal? Money's weird, isn't it? You're just like, look how many bits of paper he has in one of his rooms. I would love, you know, a third of that amount of paper. Why? I think I'd just buy myself a nice camera. Graphic content. There's one of El Chapo's soldiers. Clean murked in the head. Blah! Oh my goodness. Gabriel, you're dead, my friend. What is that accent? I don't know. Let's move on. Let's talk about something that I've seen recently. Is there an alarm? Do we have an alarm noise? Whoop! Colin's about to get sexist. I seen a picture of Sports Illustrated magazine, which I imagine has something to do with sport. Fuck up, computer, and your updates. Firefox. Let me tell you something. I'll click on the fucking update the day, you know, that history deletes itself. Sports Illustrated magazine, and the two covers celebrating bodies of all sizes. And they have fucking Ronda Rousey on one. And they have this other girl, Ashley Graham, who they're supposed to be going like, you know, she's the bigger girl. Bloody blah. But you're like, it's fucking Sports Illustrated. You know what I mean? What sport do you do? She is a plus size model, apparently. Don't get it twisted, guys. She'd get rode clean into the dirt. But you're like, so Ronda Rousey's a fucking lifelong athlete, Olympic silver medalist, MMA world fucking champion, dominant as fuck. Right enough, she got her head fucking kicked into about the third row last time. But guess what? It's a brutal sport. Doesn't take away from her greatness, I don't think. And then you're like, she has, you know, earned the front of the Sports Illustrated. What's your other doll done? Other than, you know, be pretty, but have a slightly softer body compared to these other ones. And you're like, it's Sports Illustrated. What is your sport? Shot putting fucking Scotch eggs into your bake? Jesus Christ. Yeah, I bet you if you ask Ronda Rousey, here Ronda, do you want to train every day of your fucking life, blow your knees out and get kicked in the head and fucking black eyes and sore ears and sore necks and backs and fucking all sorts of shit? You know? Fucking sore heads and getting smacked, kicked in the jaw, can't eat a fucking apple. Or do you want to just get your teeth done and make sure you look pretty? And then just, you know, not be in shape, but not be like fat. You know, you're right in the middle of like, you're not in shape. Yeah, that's it. She's not in shape, but she's not like fat. She's just soft. And get on the front of Sports Illustrated. Do you want to do that? I'm sure she'd go, abso-fucking-lutely, I'll do that. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I bring these things up, and I'm not even sure what I mean, other than they'd done two very different things to earn the cover of that fucking Sports Illustrated magazine. Am I going to be in the fucking cover of Men's Health going, I had a fucking bowl of spinach all week. I'm body positive. Can I be on the front of Men's Health? No. If it was the front of Men's Health, you'd be like, who is this fat fuck on the front of this magazine? Men's Fitness, my dick. Oh, Jesus. And I'm not, like, do not get me wrong. That girl is hot. However, could she be in better shape? If she wanted to be, absolutely. You know? Maybe if she slimmed down to, like, fitness model size, you might go, guess what, pet? You're not hot enough. You're hot for a fat girl. She's not even fat. But this is a corner. You push. You have me in a corner here, guys. Like an angry badger. I don't know. Oh, fuck me. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but it bothers the fuck out of me. Men's Fitness, Men's Health presents Colin Geddes. Colin, tell us how you achieve those many rolls of fat on your back, like you're pregnant with a Mitchell man. Tell me how you achieved that.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I was really hungry after drinking a load of beer, so I decided I'd make a full lasagna at 2 in the morning. And that's how I did it, really. But I'm healthy because I have a punch bag there in the garage, and I go out and I hit that twice a week for about 12 minutes at a time. And those 12 minutes are, in fact, mainly made up of me flicking through songs on my iPhone to try and find the correct song for me to throw about 4 or 5 combos at the bag before, you know, going back inside the house for a shite. Men's Health, eh? Promoting male bodies of all sizes, of course, you know.
Unbelievable! Sports Illustrated. Listen, pet. Tybo once a month isn't fucking sports.
I do my cardio.
Whatever. Speaking of cardio, this isn't related, but we went out for dinner there on, what day was it? It was actually Valentine's Day, but when you're with your girlfriend and her family, you know, it's not really like let's go for a date type thing. I had chicken liver pate. Is that a men's fitness? Is that a men's health move, Colin?
Yeah. What'd you have? I had chicken liver pate melted up with fucking 9 blocks of cheese. Spread across a Parmesan crisp. That's almost enough to get you on the front of fucking GQ. I know. Celebrating bodies of all sizes.
Unreal. Again, I'll put that on the list of dirty shit that I enjoy eating. You know? Including scampi fries and pussy. That's disgusting. But I just said that purely. It's like, I can't help it. Chicken liver pate, unbelievable. Honestly. I might have to buy some chicken livers and see how that goes down. Let's move on to other news. I don't follow football, but when one of them starts banging children, Geddes is on board! That's been all over the news recently. The footballer, something Adam Johnson, who I don't give a fuck about. Who does he play for? I don't know. Told how. Anyway, apparently he met up with this wee girl with a signed top, and then next minute he was trying to get her to fucking suck his dick. She panicked when rumours began to circulate about what she and Johnson are claimed to have done. It's amazing whenever, you know, you could look at that guy and go, hey, he's just a regular guy. You find out he's trying to buck a 15-year-old and you're like, oh, shit, son. And I really wish they would stop saying child. Not that is that his girlfriend? Mate. Is there any footballers that have stinking girlfriends or wives? There has to be, like. She is banging, mate. What? Oh, Jesus Christ. Let me read out some of this transcript here. I was a bit, I don't know why it bothers me, like, oh, blah, blah, having sex with a child. You're like, 15 is underage. It's not a child. You know what I mean? In the second interview, the girl gave more detail about what happened and tearfully described the sex act. She said Johnson twice pulled her hand towards his penis. Penis. Which she referred to as his thingy. I felt awkward. If I pulled my hand away, I felt compelled to do it. That's because you want some sweet footballer dick. Compelled to do it? Jesus Christ! The jury watched the alleged victim's police interviews today, during which she first described how Johnson was her favourite player and she was starstruck when they started communicating. She said, I got a message from Sunderland player Adam Johnson, who I'd idolised for quite a while. The girl said that after exchanging messages, she first met up with Johnson on January 17th last year when he signed to Sunderland. or he signed two Sunderland shirts. Fuck's sake, Colin. She then explained how the player continued to message her, talking about getting a thank you kiss on the dick. I was well up for it. It was surreal type. It was. I was well up for it. It was a surreal type of thing. She told a police officer, "I met up with the man again. I give him. I thought that's it. I give him a wank. I give him this thank you kiss and more." She said, "The girl described how Johnson exchanged WhatsApp messages with her. Of imagine owning WhatsApp and knowing that the majority of it, not the majority of it, a small portion of it, is used for just grooming." Not weird. This is your fault, WhatsApp, for providing a platform to make it easy for 28-year-old footballers to fuck a 15-year-old girl, not child. In the player's Range Rover, Johnson said to her, "I've come for my thank you kiss." She said she eventually told him to go on then, and they began kissing. Oh! "He undid the button on my trousers. It took him a while to do that," he said. "He got his hand on my trousers and he started to put his hands on my knickers." Don't say knickers in court. Yeah. Later in the interview, the police officer asked the girl. She replied that the player knew how old she was. "He asked me when I was 16. When we were kissing, he had a hold of my hand for a while, then moved it towards his thingy. In the second review, the girl described how she performed oral sex on the footballer. "He put my head there. He put his hand on my back and pushed me downwards." That old fucking, like Joe Pesci in Casino. "I don't know, I might not eat the veal. I'm gonna suck my dick." He said if it kept going, he would have sex. What? He said if I kept on going, he would have to have sex with us and stuff like that. It wasn't that I didn't want it or anything. I just knew it was wrong. Hold on. Oh my God. I thought that was a picture of the wee girl. Fuck me. So there you go. I'm not, you know, I don't know the full ins and outs of it other than, I mean, this is just a case of he's being a creep and she's like amazed that this, her favorite, you know, if you looked at it the other way, if it was like a wee boy, like a 15, 16 year old fella who was like, "Oh my God, my favourite like pop star signed this thing for me, wants to meet up." She's like, "Where's my thank you kiss?" You know what I mean? You'd be like, "I cannot believe she's making me munch her box hair." I don't know. I didn't want him to lose his career. This is creepy as fuck. I mean, There's weirdness there, isn't there? That's just a wee girl sort of being like, "Oh my God, this guy that I idolize is talking to me." And, you know, he's obviously a fucking creeper. I mean, you look at his girlfriend there and you're like, why, even if you could pull more like that, you're like, don't bother fucking kids. How about that, sir? I don't know where I'm going with this. Get us defense, pedophiles. I don't even know what paedophile means. You know, you might, I don't know. What am I even saying? I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this. Maybe he's just like, "I can't believe I'm going to bang this wee teenager." You know, is that different to like someone who wants to fuck like a child, like a proper child? What's a child, Colin? I don't know. I don't bang many of them. Let's change this up. Adam Johnson, enjoy the rest of your career. I wonder if that was like a wee boy, like a teenager fella who basically got the number of someone, you know, and they tried to bang him. Every one of his mates would be like, "Here, chuck us that number for sure, Chuck is that number, bro. Do we see if we can get some fucking bucking out of this one?" Anyway, let's move on, because that was getting fucking weird. Another one of my favourite stories of the week was that one of those assholes that was in Celebrity Big Brother went to a place in Strabane called Ruby's, where allegedly She had a glass thrown at her. And she was like, get me out of Ruby's Strabane, full of scumbags. And you're like, yep. Yep, indeed. You're just another one there. Everyone knows the only dead-on person in Strabane is Rory Woods. Woodsy. Eating scallions, bucking hallions. As he said. Is that enough of me defending paedophiles? I'm not defending them. I'm just going, what's going on here, guys? You know? Is R. Kelly a paedophile because a gang of women went to his room looking to fuck him? Let me tell you something. You're not going to a rapper's hotel room at 2 a.m. for the fucking canapes, mate. You're going for the dick. He happens to piss on one of them. She happens to be 16. Whose fault is that? You know? I can't believe... I thought I was going to go up there and it was just... He had Candy Crush on a giant iPad. Wrong! You're getting pissed on. And I'll be honest with you. On the sexual deviant scale, getting pissed on is probably not even that bad. Huh? Geddes defends pissing on children. He also defends footballers fucking children. A lot of children fucking going on. This is why I need a co-host, guys. Even if it's Siri. Siri, what are your thoughts on paedophilia? Don't know. What about people who fucking barely do a sit-up getting on the front of Sports Illustrated? Oh, Colin, you sexist bastard. That's still a banger. That's how bad I am. I'm all over the place today. Unreal. What about Stephen Fry getting in trouble at the BAFTAs saying that, you know, someone was there dressed as a bag lady? Cut to, it's a joke because they're actually fucking mates. The costume designer of Mad Max, and he's like, only the winner of best costume designer would fucking turn up dressed like a bag lady. I was like, what's a bag lady? Huh? Stephen, you bitchy big gay, that's what he is. Oh, dressed like a bag lady. Fucking unreal. I need to answer some questions now. How long have I talked for? Jesus wept. Right, let's hit the Twitter questions, guys.
Remember to check out ColinGeddes.com for General Banter t-shirts if you want to put your name to this shit.
Let me see. Let's do it. Tina, Shady Lady Tease. Not a question, just a general idea. Who or would you podcast with your sister for the lols? I would. However, I feel like any story I tell you guys about my sister has been worked through a bit. As in, if you hear it firsthand from her, it's not that funny. If I polish it up a wee bit and bring it to you and go, listen how ridiculous this crazy bitch is, then it's funny. You know what I'm saying? What was I going to say? Yeah, I probably would, but she would never do it, though. Like, for example, that dog that I was talking about earlier, girlfriend Maureen's uncle's dog, beautiful. You know, this thing's dinging all over the place. I took a photo of that dog, sent it to my sister. She goes, what's that? And I went, it's a dog. That's the type of shit you're dealing with. Send her a picture of me with a dog on my lap. What's that? Oh, this is a baby dragon that I found. Lord of the Rings fucking, or what do you call it? Game of Thrones style. Oh my God, stop beeping. Jesus Christ, lads. Same girl again. Any other documentaries worth watching after making a murderer? I don't know, just watch them all. Watch that cowspiracy thing. They're all like,
the people are eating too many cows and it takes too much water and then the cows are fucking...
Basically, people growing cows, raising cows is destroying the world quicker than, like, power plants and shit like that. I don't give a fuck. It's like, what am I going to do? Stop eating fucking beef while the rest of the place destroys beef? I don't know. And then they keep using the term grass-fed and all that shit. And you're like, you know, you're probably lucky in Ireland that if you get good Irish beef, it's good shit. You are what you eat, don't they say? Mike Brannan. John Clee said last month, political correctness and those easily offended are ruining comedy/stand-up. What do you think? I think it's not ruining it. What I actually think is that stand-up is like a fucking obsolete art form, nearly. You know what I mean? It's kind of, it's a stupid thing for me to say, but I just think, like, as far as comedy goes, people's attention spans are getting... there'll always be a market for it. Like, I don't think there's anything better than going to see a fucking comedian that just rips a place apart. It's unreal, but... and I'm so used to seeing it live now that even watching a comedy special is kind of boring for me. But I still watch it. I still watch the people I like to sort of get inspired. In bracket, steal material! Those people don't ruin comedy. You just don't listen to them. Because there's shit that I've said and people are going, I got very offended at that. Someone contacted me through Twitter. Enjoyed your set until you mentioned the Caitlyn Jenner bit. Maybe leave it out next time. Maybe stuff your fucking head up your cunt. How about that, you silly fucking twat? Laughed at everything. Laughed when you made fun of like fat people and ISIS and Muslims and refugees. Laughed my fucking hairy feminist twat off. And then, once you mentioned Caitlyn Jenner, a murdering transgender, I took offense because I too fucking fuck up. You're only pretending that you give a shit. Like, Caitlyn Jenner, you know, if I was slagging off like Russian teenagers that are getting their fucking head stoved in fucking Russia somewhere for being gay or transgender, then you should go, maybe you shouldn't joke about that, Colin. When it's the Kardashians' fucking da with a fucking skirt on, guess what? Green flag. Green light, even, whatever. Unreal. Unfucking believable. But yeah, I've heard there's big comedians in America that don't do college shows anymore because everyone's getting offended. Which isn't really a real feeling anyway. I'm offended. On what? I'm hungry. Eat. I don't give a fuck. Doesn't affect me at all. I'm nervous. It's just a thing that doesn't matter. Some fucking spack. What did he say the other day? Let me read you this out because this made me laugh. You know, I truly in my heart don't really give a flying fuck whether someone likes me or not, you know, and you'll find that like a lot of comedians are the same way where it's like, you know, if you don't like the work that you put out, fine. There are plenty of folks who do like it. So one person letting you know that they don't like your work is like, well, why? You didn't have to let us know that at all. So I put up highlights from one of the General Banter live podcasts. And this guy put this thing up, right? He puts this thing up. Just because it's just so... It's just unnecessary. It was just like, why? What? So he goes... He put up this comment under it. And he goes, struggle to raise a giggle at any of this, lads. Sorry, not that funny, to be honest. And you feel like going, okay, mate, your fucking refund will be in the post. It doesn't matter. The funny bit was being there live. What you're watching is just a bit of footage that I happen to have. You know? Not a fucking big deal. At all. I just posted it. It's just a bit of content. Watch it if you like. If you enjoyed it, good. If you didn't, who gives a fuck? If you didn't watch it, who gives a fuck? Right? It's not like I built up the release of a fucking movie and I'm an Oscar winning director. It's just a wee video. Struggle to raise a giggle. Right? Meanwhile, this is 9:30 on fucking Valentine's Day. Now, it goes 2 hours later, and I'm the only comment. Speaks volumes, Colin. Inventing stories ad lib on a stage with obvious pauses due to making things up isn't great comedy. First of all, a podcast is just an open chat. Sometimes, if we talk about a certain topic, people have wee bits of material. They have stories, the way everyone does in real life. Bloody blah, I was at the dentist the other day. Oh yeah, let me tell you my funny story about the dentist. That's the way conversation works. You probably don't have a lot of them. Meanwhile, he's left a comment. He's then waited 2 hours, came back to it and went, 2 hours later and I'm the only comment. And I had to write under, are you having an eventful Valentine's Day, mate? And he's like, I did. Now here comes the gem bit, right? Of course, you know, you click on this guy's page and like there's no other photos other than like a dog. And you're like, oh, what a cool guy. I mean, there's something really cool about being an anonymous troll. I did, cheers. Take constructive criticism as it's given, though. You're like, that wasn't constructive at all. That was just you saying that you didn't enjoy it. Take it as it's given. How about I do whatever I want, you fucking loser? Huh? Take it as it's given. Listen, I'm giving you constructive criticism, and you just take it, alright? I don't care what you think. Just sit there and take the constructive criticism. Take it as it's given. No offence intended. I've been a Blender fan from the beginning. A fan of LOL. First of all, I don't even trust you after you saying you were a fan of LOL. Because it was the biggest piece of shit I've ever been involved in. And I was involved in Late License. Nothing humorous did I hear in that video. Just being honest. And then I wrote under it, fuck's sake, Glenn. Now I'm really, really upset. And he goes, job done. Job done then. No offence, mate. I am offended. Good. Because that's what I meant to do. I meant to offend you. Yes. Big win for my main man, Glenn, there. At 1 o'clock there on Valentine's Day. Guys, you just, me included, you cannot be fooled into thinking that anybody cares about anything that you have to say. And there is a line in certain things where you have to go, do you know what, mate? You don't know anything about funny. Everyone has their own, you know, haha, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. I didn't laugh once at any of the bits of that video. Really? As the fucking crowd nearly blows the roof off the room? How can you say that? You're a fucking lunatic. Licking. Getting the dog to lick peanut butter off your taint. On a Sunday. Let's move on to more questions, guys. I've really took my time over these. By the way, follow me on Snapchat. Getting big into it at the minute, guys. Like some sort of old man. It's just Colin Geddes. Follow me. Send me some shit. I feel like I'm doing all the fucking work on that bitch. Favourite Pokemon from Chris McCulloch? Don't ever ask me that question again. I have no idea. Al Lindsay. I didn't watch Pokemon, sorry. But I just, I can't
get into it.
The wind out there is fierce. Have you, oh yes, fuck me. If NI had the USA laws of having guns to protect from tyranny, how long would Arlene last? 6-7 minutes. If I had the US laws of it, I reckon Arlene could take a few though. Like at the end of Scarface. Choo, 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 choo.
Say hello to my little friend, aka my dick.
Yeah, you thought as much as the even the your guy Boots Electric, what's his real name? From Eagles of Death Metal was like, everyone needs to have guns. I don't think so. I think that everyone needs to not have guns, I think is the way to go. Fergal Rafter, have you worn the Ryan Giggs shit flick shoes, jeans since? I've worn the shoes about once. Luckily it's coming in the winter and like a sort of pair of Vans that are very thin aren't really a winter shoe, fortunately. Although I did hose the shit off them. And then pour boiling water all over them. And then wash them for ages. In the washing machine with a thing around it. I have worn the shoes. The jeans got hosed and washed. And they've been on the shelf there for quite some time. It's hard. It's hard to know. It's hard to get your mind around that. I actually told that story last night. You know. My little Facebook commenter there would be like, that's not really good comedy. Ad-libbing stories. Blah, blah, like a fucking comedian would do.
Let me just finish off eating this tin of cat food here on Sunday night to type a wee comment here.
I bet you have a Dell computer, you know? I bet he's one of those guys. I've had a Dell for 9 years. And it's just caked with fucking biscuit crumbs. Hang yourself on a Wednesday. So yeah, Fergal. I've once or twice I've worn them, but it was terrible. If anybody missed that story, I'll recap it in 10 seconds. I went to the pub. We all went to the pub. Girlfriend Maureen's sister picked us up when she was finished at work. We walked 10 metres from the bar to the car, small country pub, and I absolutely fucking like MC Hammer danced through a pile of dog shit, which I didn't realise till we were in the fucking tiny Ford Fiesta. And I had to jump out as we pulled into a small fucking housing estate. They're screaming, laughing. And I had to take my jeans and trousers off in front of my girlfriend's family. And make sort of kilt out of a shirt. And then get back in the car, which absolutely smelt like a dog's rectum. Good crack, though. And a great story to bring up at dinner. All right. If you want to go over to Twitter there and give the Book Reserve a bit of a like. I've said this already in the podcast earlier, but I'll say it again. You can watch, there's a series of videos where we judge books by their cover, which is actually quite funny. I'm the latest edition of that. There's also a little highlight, sort of, not a highlight video, a little montage of the Cocktail Comedy Club, which they might put up at some stage. So yeah, go check that out. Anyway, let's get over to these questions on Facebook. What are we at time-wise? 51 minutes of pure shit. First question, Groggy Bear. Gavin Grogan. Who I used to work with at Belfast Zoo. We've both went on to do bigger, better things. And we both now train jiu-jitsu in the same place. How about that? The Grogster. I remember we used to work in the cafe at Belfast Zoo. They wouldn't let us near animals, but for some reason we decided that we were going to call coleslaw slaw, which is pretty standard in America, but it became a game to see how many times you could say slaw to customers. So they'd be like, can I get a baked potato with beans and cheese? And you'd be like, do you want some slaw on the side? And every single one of them would go, what? And you're like, do you want some slaw, some coleslaw? And that does not sound funny now. But when you're hungover as fuck on a Sunday in a cafe in a zoo, walking through fucking peacock shit, asking a fucking like 65-year-old woman, does she want slaw, became the funniest thing in the world. Anyway, Kanye West's Twitter meltdown, is it all just clever marketing? I would say there's no fucking way that he is skint. Here, tell you what, mate. Get them fucking Chinese kids to stitch more pairs of Yeezys. Seemingly you can't get a pair without killing someone. Even though they look like shit. You know what I mean? If they wore those on like 1980s or 70s fucking Star Trek, you'd be like, yeah, that looks like a bad version of what you think shoes are going to look like in the future. Looks like shit. Speckly ones. Looks like you're wearing a pair of fucking socks. You know those socks with the rubber on the bottom? Totes. You know, you pair of toots, mate. Anyway, it's a clever marketing. I don't know what the fuck he's thinking. He's clearly a maniac. And generally speaking, he makes some sweet fucking music. Although that last album was hectic to get through. And then he's got some song where he's like, yeah, something about Ray J. I know you fucked it first, but now I'm rich and shit like that. Like, you're singing on a record about the guy that there is video evidence of burying one in your fucking girlfriend's fat shitter. And he's all like, yeah, but I've got money. Apparently not. I'm 53 million in debt. I'd be like, here, Kardashians, stick my face on a t-shirt and stick it up on your Twitter. You probably make 53 million back in about 10 minutes with a load of dumb bitches buying it. Oh, you know, those sponsored posts on Instagram. Like, here I am with this sort of herbal tea, which basically makes you shite yourself and lose weight. You can be like a Kardashian, okay? They're all a mess anyway. It's bad times when Chloe, the one that looks like fucking Triple H, is the hot one now. With these, like, I don't get me wrong, I am the world's biggest fan of a fat shitter. And I don't even mean big booty. I literally mean get some fat ass, like ludicrous video. Get it on the float. Fat arses. I'm a big fan of that. But you see them girls and you're like, what in the fuck is going on here? I don't know what clip I seen from the Kardashians. It looked like two like fucking Shetland ponies going up the stairs in high heels. Oh my god, what are you eating? Do you want to get some sort of quinoa salad? Never done eating, is Kim Kardashian. That's me saying that. John Hitchens, not a question to you, another member of the Jiu-Jitsu Brotherhood. Not a question to you, but I hope people keep asking Kanye West, does he like a finger up the arse? I mean, if I was Kanye West, I'd be getting people to finger and lick my asshole on a power trip. Put my dick in your mouth! On sight! That's a terrible Kanye impression.
Hey, Kanye, did she put her fingers up your booty? I'm no!
Yo, did she put her fingers up your booty? Unreal. I would go as far as to say, would you say Amber Rose is hotter than Kim Kardashian? I don't know. She's a strange looking creature. Is she black? Is she white? What is she? She's like a big just cappuccino horse. Where is, what way does alphabet work? E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Where's all my Kanye, bitch? Here we go. We'll probably end on a Kanye song today. Get sued to death. I'm the best rocker, the best rock star, greatest rock star alive. Kanye, shut your stinking mouth, alright? Your broken fucking jaw mouth. Woo! You like fingers in a booty? That is funny, though.
Don't talk ever again. Hey, I love you, though. Hey, I do love... Talk ever again. Hey, I love you, though. Hey, I do love you, though, Kanye. Hey, Kanye, did she put her fingers up your booty?
I mean, I would definitely kill a paparazzi member if I was really famous. It would only be a matter of time before I just beat the fucking shit clean out of one. Kill him, like beat him to death in the street. Just come around after this red fucking mist. What? Danny Williams, can you get to the end of this video without laughing? I've seen it before, bro. Meet the 20-year-old Norwegian who identifies as a cat. I hate this shit. I identify as this. I identify as a woman. I identify as fucking bloody black. I heard someone say this before, like recently. They're like, whatever happened to just crazy? You know, you have to respect the rights of this girl who wants to identify as a cat. No, you don't. She's a fucking lunatic. Jesus Christ. Meow! Eating cat food, licking her balls. Get the fuck out of my life. Unbelievable. Let's carry on with this shit. Gordon Rugg Baker, name three things that really piss you off. Fuck me. There's about 400 of them in this podcast. What pisses me off? Dithering. I hate fuck, like, do you know what I mean? Get it done. Dithering. I hate just, oh, there's so much shit. I hate, like, I don't know. I hate everything. There's just things, but I hate when people do things that aren't genuine. Like, you know, what can I think of now? Like, see when people do, you know, like, I'm 18 and I'm a very emotional singer-songwriter. Something, I'm so alone, waiting for you. Everyone's always waiting in a love song, isn't it? I will wait for you forever. You're like, mate, we all know you're only doing this to get fanny. You know, I hate that just fuckery. Just get it, spit it out. How do you feel? Just say it out loud. Unreal. What else do you hate? I hate ISIS. Anyone that thinks they're lawless. I'm not a big fan of that. Oh, the rules don't apply to me. Fuck up. I'm gonna kill you. How about that? Meanwhile, completely disregarding that myself, you know what I mean? As in, the rules don't apply to me. However, no one else is allowed to fuck around. What else did I hate? Oh my god. Incompetence. That's one of my pet peeves. Where you run into people, not mention any names, in certain sort of positions in business or whatever, where you're like, how in the fuck are you rich? And you don't know what the fuck you're doing at all. You know? And I really try and be like, you know, I see people where you're like, oh, obviously you're like that because you didn't evolve with the times. You know, you see people like that. You really gotta stay with it, you know, or else you become completely fucking obsolete. Said that twice in this podcast now. Incompetent. Yeah, I hate that. You know, you get like a sandwich or something and it looks like shit. You're like, bro, maybe because I'm a phenomenal cook. What? But like, if I worked them, I've said this before, if I worked at McDonald's, on the fucking sixth Big Mac, every fucking Big Mac after that would be perfect. You know? I don't know how people can be shit at things forever. Unreal. So, incompetency, ISIS, and coloured people. Oh, I fucking love it. White people? That's how I fucking hate. Fucking whites. Dickheads. Them Australian cunts and ISIS.
Yeah, death to the West, mate. Allahu Akbar. Fuck up!
Unreal. Sorry if you went deaf there. It's Carry On, Alex Johnson, greatest riff of all time. Oh, what a question.
Oh my god, that's gonna break my fucking mind. Oh my god. Greatest riff of all time.
It probably has to be, you know, not my favorite, but if you're talking about like, if you're talking about like iconic sort of, I'm going to pick this, right? Because it's the one that pops up whenever people are like, you know, especially if you're talking about any sort of, performance, you know, what it's like, what would you walk on to, or you know, all that shit, and it's always the one fucking tune, and it has a million uses, and it really doesn't. Oh my god, you ad cunt. Right, well, I'm gonna have to fill this fucking piece of dead air here with more chat. It is a riff that I find has many, many purposes, and it's hard to hate it. Are there riffs out there that I prefer? I would say 100%. But if you're talking about like instantly recognizable, everyone loves it. Oh my god, could this be slower? This is the joys of living in the country. I'm two fucking windows or two rooms away from the fucking internet thing, and it just won't work. Piece of shit. And it is worrying when you see like a video to this sort of shit here and you're like, yep, there's Justin Bieber B-sides have more fucking hits than this Carry On. I'm gonna pick this one just because it sort of doesn't date and just pops up all the time. This one. And that was Usher with Yeah. It's not my favourite, but it's just, it's one of those, like, you know, I don't really know how to describe. It's just very popular and you can sort of do no wrong with it. Do I like AC/DC? Not at all. Not especially. If you want to go down the road of what are some of my favourite riffs, there's certain ones I fucking love. Like Paranoid, Black Sabbath, obviously. Just a big fan of that sound. What else? Things like I Wanna Be Your Dog by the Stooges. Not a riff, more just the, you know, that sort of jing, 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 jing. Just that noise, that guitar noise is unreal. You could argue that Seven Nation Army is like one of the fuck, you're like, that was one of those riffs that if you were like a serious guitar player, you'd be like, where the fuck did that? That was just floating in the ether. That simple fucking ding, 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 ding. That's it. Unbelievable. Will be played forever. I'm changing my mind. Seven Nation Army might be one of the best riffs ever. It also has a bit of, but you have to go live, don't you? You know, it always has to be live or else it just, you listen to that studio version, it sounds dated as fuck. Where are the White Stripes, motherfucker? So, I think I have a live version of Seven Nation Army. Colin plays tracks down the fucking microphone like a tit box. Bling, 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 bling. So, I would change my mind. I would say Seven Nation Army. But then there's a million of them. Whole Lot of Love. Legendary riffs. Anyway, we'll move on to the next fucking question. We're at an hour and six. This is going to be a long one, I feel. Do people just switch off the questions now? I have no fucking idea. Greatest riff of all time. We could be here all day. Alex Johnson. Jesus Christ. Rebecca McCluskey. Can I have a spot in your next Lavery's night? I don't know. Are you going to get back into comedy? Rebecca McCluskey. I would probably put you on Lavery's at some stage, yeah. I wouldn't mind knowing that you've done some other gigs in the run up to it, because let's face it, it ain't no open mic, motherfucker. I'll DM you, huh? I'll DM you some dates. And then we've got a question under that from Megan McCallum, who's obviously your mate. Can Rebecca McCluskey have a spot in your next Lavery's night? Bay. Valentine's was only yesterday. Spread that love.
Spread that love, would you?
Is that like spread that love, or is that an order? Like, here, spread that love. Love, get that spread, right?
Peel that open there.
Brian McGuire, thoughts on DJ Khaled? I mean, he's on Snapchat and he's a fucking lunatic.
Look out for day. They don't want us to eat turkey bacon, but we eating turkey bacon.
He knocks out some tunes, but it's amazing how the world works. That guy could have made fucking rap tunes till the day he died and would never be as famous if they didn't realise that on Snapchat he's a bit of a lunatic. You know, he's a fucking huge star on Snapchat and it's probably making him more money than his fucking music ever did. He does knock out some fucking beats, though. Drake, I'm on one.
Two white cups and I got that drink. Something drink.
Dolores Gallagher, your opinion on the Notorious Barrack Boys page? I'll fucking Cormac McDermott, is that his name? It's funny, isn't it? It's very West Belfast, up the Ra based, but it's funny as fuck. It's amazing, like, I don't know. He's one of those guys, you're like, I don't know what he does. You know, maybe he just likes that sort of, he's kind of vigilante satirist. That's the, I don't even know what the fuck that phrase was. But you're sort of like, maybe, should he do more stuff? Should, you know, is it like, should he be doing stand-up? I don't know, because he is a funny guy. Like, I don't know, it's good stuff. It's very, very sort of Belfast-based. That would be my only comment on it. But other than that, it's very funny. But with a guy like that, you're probably, you know, I'm sure he could fucking branch out and do a bit more that made it a bit more sort of accessible around the world, because he's obviously a funny guy. Like, favorite city you've ever visited, and that's from Paul Butterfield. That is a terrible question to ask me, because I am not a man who's traveled a lot. Fuck me. I'm a big fan of I don't know. Ask me in a couple of years when I've actually fucking been somewhere. That's a terrible one. Sorry, I couldn't answer that better. I'm not that well travelled, which I'm fucking embarrassed to say. You can never go, Edinburgh's a wonderful city, when you haven't been to like New York and all that stupid shit. I'm going to go to New York this year. That's one of my fucking things. Alexander McGovern. Did you write your own bio on your website? I have added to it as far as I know, but I think that was actually written by a producer, I think, that I worked with. Let me look at it. It's changed a couple of times. It was written by a producer that I worked with before I went to The Fringe. Because let me tell you something, there is nothing more wanky about writing about yourself. Just write it about yourself. It's probably out of date, is it? Bio. So embarrassing. Kong is creator and writer of Godzilla Films, an online-based sketch and stand-up channel, which has now seen him reach almost 8 million. It's actually about 10, so how could that be? That's a bit wrong, isn't it, guys? He gained notoriety in Northern Ireland in the late 2009 with his YouTube-based sketch show, I'm Fighter. No, I didn't write any of this shit. Colin is also the creator of hugely successful... Currently in development, Channel 4. Yeah, that's an old one. I might need to change that again. After a successful seller run, it's like someone else wrote this, but I've had this sort of put little bits in. But yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible writing about yourself. I'm pretty sure I've written ones for Mickey and had people write ones for me. And although it did, who was it? Someone, I forget who it was in the sort of NI comedy scene. The fuck was it? Who told me this? I don't know. I think it was Rory Ward. If I remember correctly, but someone had written a bit of a blurb about him where it said, like, was it the honesty of Richard Pryor and the something of Bill Hicks, conviction of Bill Hicks, and what the fuck it said. Now, he's very funny, but if someone wrote about Geddes is as fucking edgy as Doug Stanhope, you'd be like, mate, alright, fuck, pump the brakes there. I wouldn't go that fucking far. Jesus Christ. Don't bring up a Northern Irish comedian and also Bill Hicks in the same fucking sentence. Jesus Christ, boys. Relax. I don't do it. Something about going doing it. So, Alexandra, I kind of amended some of that stuff, but the original copy was by someone else. Can you imagine me sitting around going, Colin Geddes is an online dickhead who basically by accident made a video that someone liked and then he made about 200 more of them without having any sort of business sense and being able to capitalise on that financially, fiscally, fisting himself, the stupid cunt. This has been a very coffee-based podcast. I am off my tits. Jim Smith of Book Reserve fame, Arlene, Ron Seal Ruth, Naomi Long, Snog, Shag, Shoot. Fuck me. You wouldn't do any of those things, the Arlene. You couldn't even shoot her. Bounce off her shoulder like fucking Terminator. Ron Seal Ruth, who's that? I don't pay any attention to Northern Irish politics. Snogs, Naomi Long.
Naomi Long.
Google.com. I swear to God, my knowledge of Northern Irish politics is woeful. Now my internet won't work. I'm trying to see if any of these girls are hot. Girls, what am I like? Come on. I can't work this fucking internet. I don't know. Depends how many drinks you've had. Let me tell you something. If you were like, do you want to run in there and bang Arlene Foster? She's off her tits on fucking West Coast coolers. You'd be like, listen, book me a spot at the Empire next Tuesday. Because my I fucked Arlene Foster jokes are gonna kill, bro. Seymour Skinner. Thoughts on Bill Burr's F is for Family. I feel like it was fine. It was good to watch. My constructive criticism, as a shout out to the guy who constructively criticised me, I think that show would have hugely benefited from being shot with real people. Because with an animated series, the pace that you need to keep up, especially with a bar set by, like, you know, South Park and fucking Family Guy and shit, you really need to sort of step up the pace. It needs to be really fucking quick. And when you see something that's paced like it was like a live action thing, I think it would have benefited from being actual people. But other than that, I did enjoy it. What I'm watching at the minute is Key and Peele, which might be the best sketch show of all time. Second only to The Chappelle Show, possibly. Matt Neal, favourite 80s, 90s cartoon theme? I don't know. I was just never into it. Probably some sort of Turtles action, but I was just a weird kid. I just play a lot of football. And I forget things very easily. So, when something comes on, everyone's like, oh my God, I'm going to sing this full theme tune to fucking Rugrats or something. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I used to watch Trans World Sport before I went and played rugby. That was about it. Final question, Marty Goodall. What song would you say when you hear it sends you totally off your rocker in a bad way? At the minute, it's that your man that sings that Stitches one.
Stitches, something, stitches in my anus, cause I'm getting fisted.
You're like, mate, get a fucking distortion pedal, an electric guitar, you fucking soft piece of shit. I cannot stand that.
I'm a drippy bitch, yeah.
You're like, just grow a set of fucking dicks. Not balls, grow two dicks. And fucking grow up, will you?
Girls don't fancy me, so I'm gonna be all fucking in the friend zone. I'll be needing stitches, sticking cactus in my shit.
Unbelievable. Not a fan. I think that was the end of the questions, guys. Sure, I've only talked for an hour and 20 fucking minutes. A bit longer this week. Let me wrap it up real quick. Go to fucking Lavery's Comedy Club tomorrow night, which will be the 17th of February. The General Banter Live podcast. We have Aaron McCann, the Outlaw, banned from Queen's Comedy Club. Hashtag fuck him. Shane Todd, the smooth Hollywood wonder. And we have support probably from me, MCing. And then another guy who's a special guest, who I think we all know who we're talking about. Do you know what I'm saying? ColinGaddis.com if you want to get a General Banter t-shirt. The sizes are limited mediums because they sell like fuck. Large, extra large, and there's a very small amount of double XL for the fucking chunky monkeys. Or women who want to make a dress out of a t-shirt. Is that all, folks? Follow me on everything. Give the General Banter page a like. I haven't really fully launched it. General Banter Productions page. It's actually just General Banter. You'll know it by the graphics. Follow me, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. It's all just Colin Geddes. Trying to get into Snapchat a bit more. I'll be reposting them on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. So, get all over it. And I'll speak to you next week if I don't do a video podcast beforehand. Cheers for listening. What'll we go out on? Kanye West singing about his dick? My dick. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Speak to you next week anyway. Holler.